To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to explain this one. It is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning, 7th day of December. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all out in Snellville.
All right, now.
All y'all out 78. I had a very old
everybody's somebody.
Friend that opened up a pizza joint out there.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't talk to him no more, but yeah, he opened up a joint out there.
Okay.
And happy birthdays go out to Larry Bird.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Larry Bird.
Larry Legend.
Is, if you want to guess, he's a nine iron from 70 years old. He is 69 years old.
Is he?
Larry Bird, yeah. According to his birth certificate. What's your corporate? That works out about perfect. Yeah, he's a couple years older than Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carried a one.
Okay.
So, all right. So anyway, happy birthdays go out to Larry. And on this day, we lost the guy, the first dude to break the sound barrier. You know what that was? And the crazy part about this is they wouldn't let him be an astronaut when they put the astronaut program together.
Oh,
the Mercury 7.
Yeager.
There you go. Yeager. Chuck Yeager.
Chuck Yeager. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lost him on this day. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm going to bring on our producer, first of all, because we just miss her and we ain't had her on much this morning. But I think as we welcome our next guest, she is now the perfect person to introduce him. So let's wait for the note. Let's wait for the greeting.
Good morning.
There you go. All right. Would you do the honors in bringing on our guests for this 8 o'clock segment?
All right, Atlanta. If you hang out with me and Jason on Thursday nights, Friday mornings, however you perceive it to be, especially if you were here this week, you already heard this FIFA Dallas Austin extravaganza of an intro, and you heard some of the lead up to the World Cup draw, and now we have Jason to kind of break it all down. So, Mr. Jason Longshore.
Hey, Jason!
There he
What's
is.
What's up, y'all?
There he is.
How are you, sir? When's the last time we
I
hit
am
the
good.
The forums?
Caught up after a crazy day on Friday where it was World Cup draw, and the draw felt like it took about 6 hours to actually draw the teams out. Wayne Gretzky needs to work on his pronunciations a little bit.
Ooh,
he had a couple that were. Wow. The funniest thing coming into Friday, though, like, because I'll catch up on all the news around the world before I get my day started with the soccer news, because you got to check in everywhere. There were multiple headlines in Europe and in South America about Shaquille O'Neal, because Shaq was drawing pot two, which is the second group of good teams. A lot of times, like, that's what tilts a group. If you get a really good team out of pot two with a really good team out of pot one, everybody's upset. If you have a bad team out of pot one, a really good team out of pot two, they're like, oh, wait a minute, we could win this group, and we weren't supposed to be the top seed. So everybody is like, Shaquille O'Neal holds our fate in his hands. It was amazing.
yeah, but it's, well. Before we go forward even more, my question to you is, I'm thinking about this all last couple days, and what you went through this week, you have been talking about with us for a couple of years. This is what was coming up, or at least since the announcement was made, and this is what's coming up, and this is what was going to happen, and this is how it played out. Now that it's behind you, was it what you thought it was going to be? The presentation?
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah, because I think it's funny seeing the reactions from a lot of people yesterday when the actual game times and cities and everything got laid out. Like, oh, there's some games that I'm not all that excited about. Well, you knew there was going to be 48 teams, and you knew that with 48 teams, you're going to get some teams from countries that, you know, you don't know as well. It doesn't mean it's not as meaningful of a game. You just don't know that national team as well. And I'll take one of them who's coming here, which I'm really excited about, is Cape Verde.
Yeah.
Cape Verde had one of the best qualifying runs out of Africa of anybody. And they're a really interesting national team with a lot of players who grew up in other parts of the world, a lot of Portuguese connections, obviously, but one of their best players is an Irish center back, and I believe it's his mother that is from Cape Verde, and he has become a stalwart for that team. And they represent their very small nation. Curaçao is another one that, you know, we know here in Atlanta a little bit because of Andrew Jones and all the Braves connections to Curaçao. But just because you've got some teams like that that you might not know or they haven't been on the stage before, don't think that this isn't going to be what any major international event is. We have this during the Olympics, right? When we get athletes from countries that we don't know as well, and then they become favorites of ours. It's going to be the same with a tournament like this, where Cape Verde is not going to be a pushover in this tournament. I think they're a really good defensive team, which is going to allow them to hang around a bit. Uzbekistan is another one that I'm curious to see, because they hired a World Cup winner as a manager in Fabio Cannavaro, who's going to have them as a very good defensive team. They qualified really quickly out of Asia and beat some heavyweights doing it. There's going to be storylines galore. So I think for me, it absolutely was what I expected it to be and what I hoped it would be. But now it all feels real. Whereas before it felt kind of still like fantasy land, like, you know, oh, it's going to happen, but it's down the road. Ah, oh, we don't know who's going to be here. Ah, oh, we don't know what the games are going to be. Now we do. Now we know the game times. Now we know that I'm going to be very much captaining team no sleep next summer.
But he is so ready for it, folks. That, of course, is Jason Longshore. Great to have him on with us this morning. And he is social. You can always find him at Long Shoe. At Long Shoe. So we're going to talk about another team I see that country that's headed our way is Haiti. Curious about them and just the following that they will have, because that's the thing you think about. A country is just like, you know, Cape Verde. You know, when you think about that, the people in or anywhere in this country who have ties to that nation will descend on Atlanta to show support for those teams.
That's what's so special about a World Cup in the United States. And that's why, going back to 1994, which was a World Cup with half as many teams as we're going to see in 2026, that's still the record holder for attendance, is 94, even though the tournament expanded. 94 still had more tickets sold than anybody else, and this one's going to blow that out of the water, because you have so many people here from all over the world, and they're going to come see their team. I saw the usual, you know, suspects going about, you know, oh, well, tickets, I don't know, with some of these teams that are going to be playing in Atlanta, I don't know. Haiti is going to pack the place, because they have not been to a World Cup since 1974, and it's going to be people who live in the United States who are going to travel to see them. Cape Verde, same. I mean, Atlanta United has a player with Cape Verde connections in Aiden Torres. There are far more people with Cape Verdean connections than you know. It's going to be fascinating. There, as you know, we're starting to prepare how we're going to cover this and everything we're going to do, both with Atlanta soccer tonight and with soccer down here. You know, we're looking at how we can try to explain some of the culture to the teams coming here. There's an Uzbekistan restaurant in Alpharetta. We're going to go talk to those folks and talk about their team. That kind of stuff is what's amazing about this. So I think when you look at some of these smaller countries that are either here for the first time or it's been a while, you have diaspora in the United States that are going to be all over these games, and the attendances and just the scene around all of it, amazing.
Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm going to be doing a show with this dude here soon. Looking forward to it.
Sure.
Yeah, me and Jay, we ain't chopped it up in a little bit. So me and Jason, we're going to sit down and talk World Cup and all kinds of stuff. But for now, as this unfolds, as you said, it seemed like it was something that was so far down the road. But now that it's happened and the announcement of everything else, as this unfolds, how are we going to notice the subtle changes or maybe big changes? I can remember being here when the Olympics was about to approach, and we could see little changes around the city. We already know about the construction that's going on as far as traffic. But is there anything else keep an eye out for, something that you know that you say, this is what's going to happen next as this unfolds, or is it just kind of a wait and see?
I think it's going to be a little of both. I mean, you think back to the Olympics, and it felt like a lot of the dramatic changes happened after. And that was a shame. There should have been more that happened before. It should have been more of an immediate spark. And look, it took us a while to get caught up. But the Olympics helped transform Atlanta into the international city that it is today. And that's why it can have something like this and be a centerpiece to this tournament, because you have all of the infrastructure. The airport is such a critical thing in Atlanta being able to have these kinds of events, because you look at somebody like Spain, who's going to be here for their first two games and probably base here. And we're going to be talking a lot about Spain, which I think is incredible, because they're my favorite and win the whole tournament. They are the number one team in the world right now. I think they deserve that ranking. They have one of the best young players in the world in Lamine Yamal. So much talent. They're going to be based here early on, and I would not be surprised if people come here and stay for a long period of time in that buildup. And then, yeah, they're going to fly out of Atlanta to other places. You're going to have teams come in later and leave, and you're going to be able to do all that with the airport. But when you look at the comparison between 26 and 96, for me, I think we're out ahead of it better than we were. And you look at things like Centennial Yards. You know, it's not going to be completely finished by the time you get to 26, but I know of a lot of different restaurants and shops that will be open before the World Cup. A place that I know very well, the Brewhouse Cafe, they're opening up a second location in South Downtown. And that South Downtown corridor right next to Centennial Yards, a lot of restaurants, a lot of shops are going to be open by the time you get to the World Cup. So
believe that.
That's game changing. No, I know the Brewhouse is going to be. I can tell you that much.
You know that, right? You know how to
do that.
I know we're going to be doing shows there. I know that much.
Jason,
there's so much going on through there. And that's about Centennial Yards. You think about South Downtown. Some of the other developments that are going on, we're talking generational developments in the city of Atlanta that are happening, at least in big part, because of this tournament coming here.
Right. I'm looking right down to Mitchell Street, right down that area where
yep.
where Free
oh, right.
Shoes
yeah, we
is.
Did
that whole
thing's
developing.
Yeah.
Yep. That's amazing what's happening over in that area. You mentioned that Spain may come and may just camp here for some time. Practice facilities already, will there be things already in place? Are we going to see new facilities?
No, it's the existing facilities. Your base camps in the area, and I'm really curious to see some of the other ones. I think Spain, and I don't know this, but I think they'll probably train at Atlanta United's facility, which is world class. You've got your first two games here, so it makes sense for Spain to be here for a while. The other base camps in the area, Kennesaw State. And we saw that with Copa America, with Club World Cup, with teams training there. I don't know who they will get, for example. The Baylor School up in Chattanooga, they had a team last time during the Club World Cup. They'll get somebody this time around. And Mercer University down in Macon, they had LAFC during the Club World Cup. They'll have somebody come and train there as a base camp in the build-up to the tournament. And it'll probably be a team that plays a game in Atlanta, and they'll base here, and then they'll travel out to their game, come back. They'll play their game in Atlanta, wherever that is on the schedule.
Okay.
This is just the beginning, man.
Okay.
Jason, pace yourself, because we're going to be talking to you a lot about this.
Oh, I know.
This is just the beginning. And the other thing about this is folks in Atlanta need to take a step back and realize where they are. There are only two cities in this country that have hosted a World Cup match and an Olympics, and they're going to be participating in this, and that's L.A.
Yeah.
It's Atlanta and L.A. That's it. And so, listen, you are, and Jason mentioned it. None of this does not happen without that airport.
Right.
No.
Being what it's
absolutely
been.
Not.
So, hey, buddy, listen, enjoy the rest of your day, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. And it's going to be fun. We got this right around the corner, and you are the guy. You are.
We're going to get all caught up on Uzbekistan and Cape Verde and all of these countries that are going to come call Atlanta home for a little bit next summer.
Yeah. All in places I can't pronounce.
We'll get you there. We'll get you there.
You'll be just fine.
Although I'd want their names in Scrabble. Sam and Greg, thanks, Jason. Enjoy your day,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Jason.
Appreciate it, y'all.
There you go, Jason Longshore. We're going to keep the conga line going. Miles Garrett, Fox 5, is going to join us next, getting a set for Falcons and Seahawks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Gattle. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning. December the 7th. I got another little couple nuggets having to do with this date here, but we're coming back to Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you had all their records.
Everyone.
Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen. But this song, Hot Rod Lincoln, got me thinking about an event that happened this past week. We didn't have it in our story of the week, but the man is at the top of the food chain in one sport, and he's going after the guys in the other. Michael Jordan testified this past week. He and his team, and that include Denny Hamlin, too, because he's part of that, right?
Oh, yeah. Are
suing NASCAR.
Yep.
For their business model. That's basically what he's saying. Y'all need to do this like the NBA does it, because you guys, meaning the France family, they've
kind of have everything locked down.
They've
for
had
so
it that
long.
Way for a while.
You know?
And so he
was, and so the other owners are kind of sitting back and letting Jordan do it.
Yeah. Because they should have did it a while ago.
But they're going to sit back, and if he gets the money, everybody's going to go collect the money, right? But they're going to sit back and let Jordan be the lightning rod. That's okay.
Yeah, no, that's fine, because either way, he's changed it.
Yeah.
He has done his Curt Flood duty for the sport of NASCAR in the minds of many. That's about a good way to put it, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You do that.
I do every once in a while I come up with a nugget.
That's nice.
Let's bring on Miles Garrett. Miles,
let's do that.
Over at Fox 5, getting a set for Falcons and Seattle. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing very good, guys. How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was wonderful. I got to tell you what.
It was filling.
Well, yeah. No, not this year though. Wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Did you? Well, you go around. Everybody gives you a plate.
No, man.
You didn't get no plates from nobody.
No. You know when I went to your spot.
Well, you should have been full. That's right. You went to Maggiano's. Yikes! Yeah, Miles. If you ever get, you know, you're away from your family and you're in a place that's got Maggiano's on Thanksgiving, you could do a whole lot worse. Let me tell you that right now.
Yeah, That sounds, yeah, that does sound very good.
Dude, I got to tell you what, I was up last night, like a lot of people, watching the end of that Ohio State game, Sam, and ended when it ended. We saw that time, right? And then the channel that it was on, they did like a post-game update, and then they went to recap what happened with the Bulldogs. And who was on that show, Miles? That late
the
night.
Bulldogs final?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
That would be yours truly.
Yeah, he was there. And I'm sitting there falling asleep thinking to myself, this dude better wake up in the morning. He's sitting here doing this late night show. So, hey, man, you're here, and thank you. But like I said, I heard you late night doing that show. And, we're going to talk Falcons with you. Your thoughts on the Bulldogs, and should they stay at number three? Should they leapfrog over Alabama? I mean, Ohio State, and when they come out with the standings, should Alabama get in there? I know you dip your toe into college football, so let's get a quick comment from you about that before we get into the Falcons.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting right now because I do not envy the committee and what they're going to have to do toward the bottom of this bracket right now. But at least at the top, I do think Georgia will be number two. I think they've earned that. I think it's going to be Indiana at one, Georgia at two. I think three and four is where it could get interesting. I don't know if Texas Tech ends up leapfrogging Ohio State, but I do think you've got your top four locked in at somehow at some point really there. I think really where it's going to get interesting is that really 8 through 12 area. Does Miami get in? Do you put Duke in? I mean, does Alabama make it? Like, there's so many different questions there that the committee hasn't really set a precedent for at the moment, and it's a really weird position because you may end up not even taking a team from the ACC from this point. You know, you like, how do you justify putting in a Duke team like that that's got as many losses as it does, and you know, not accepting Miami at that point, even though Miami has beaten a team like Notre Dame? You know, it's a lot of questions that they haven't really said there's a correct answer to. There's no rhyme or reason for it, so it's all subjective. But it's something I really, really don't envy the committee on.
Yep, not at all. But it's something they still have to deal with, and it's going to be amazing to see what happens during the course of the day. You mentioned Duke. What kind of five-loss team make it into this thing? Come on, man.
Yeah, that makes zero sense. I know you have that precedent of a conference champion, but it is really, really hard to justify that kind of thing when you even have ACC teams that are ranked higher than Duke at this point that didn't make the conference championship.
Absolutely, absolutely. Folks, we're spending time on WayForIt.com hotline on this Sunday morning with Miles Garrett, and he is social. You can find him at Miles Garrett T. Why are you laughing, man?
I just was thinking about something. Miles plays golf.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was thinking about our question, the thing that we talked about earlier with Koo, because we talked Miles earlier on with the Falcons and special teams, and this is when Koo was still at the Falcons and him hitting a fat shot. Miles, have you ever hit a fat shot like Koo's kick, that Monday Night Football game? Have you seen that thing?
I will say, yes. I think I have had some golf shots like that before.
All right, man. What are you expecting out of this Falcons team today? Going up against Seattle, and you say what you will about their season right now, but don't, you know, isn't it about pride right now?
Oh, gosh, yeah, this is probably the most unpredictable team in all of the NFL right now. It's been, like, almost every single game this season, I think, has been impossible to predict with the Falcons. I was talking to my boss, Justin Felder, about this fairly recently, where we were just saying, yeah, I mean, like, every single time the Falcons have played or, you know, have had an opponent that maybe they're favored over or, you know, a true underdog, it seems like they've bucked expectations for whatever that game actually is. So this game being against a Seattle team that's doing really well right now, 9-3 on paper, sure, you would expect the Falcons to probably lose this game. However, I would not be surprised in and of the slightest if the Falcons somehow find a way to beat this Seattle team. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that is not going in their favor right now. The depth at wide receiver specifically, I think, has been probably the biggest red flag for this team. No Drake London once again. Darnell Mooney going to have to step up. Ray McLeod hasn't been on the team for a while. You're trying to figure out what you've got there. So the pass-catching standpoint is certainly a concern, but Bijan Robinson, his production, and Tyler Allgeier, for that matter, has not been going anywhere. In fact, I think it's been starting to pick up a little bit. You loved what he did against the New York Jets. Granted, it was the Jets. We know what they are, but you're definitely going to have to take advantage of the players you got at this point offensively, and you're going to have to see those guys continue what they've been doing. Otherwise, you know, from the offensive side, you just don't have a lot to work with. It's kind of an empty cupboard right there. I really want to see Kyle Pitts continue what he did against the Jets, talking about consistency. That's a guy I really, really want to see become more consistent this final stretch of games for this team. And once again, defensively, I mean, I just we're paying attention to the rookies at this point. I really want to see James Pierce and Jaylen Walker continue their momentum right now as far as the sack totals and getting the pressures, getting those pressure rates up. So, yeah, long-winded answer, but wouldn't be surprised if somehow the Falcons end up winning.
Yep. Thoughts about Divine Diablo, his return to that defense, and what he does is, you know, he just makes such a difference. Even though he's not 100% healthy, just to have him out there on the field, his presence seems to give.
Oh, Andre, I think you saw that in that Saints game, right? I mean, it was the first game that he had been back since fracturing that forearm against the 49ers, which really started that whole losing skid.
Yeah.
That essentially, again, you don't want to call it over, but really kind of ended this Falcons season at that point. You know, you put J.D. Bertrand in there, and he didn't necessarily, you know, don't want to trash J.D. Bertrand here, but the difference between him and Diablo right there in the middle of the field was noticeable. I mean, Diablo is able to stretch the field with his speed, his agility. It's really kind of the way Divine Diablo plays. It reminds me a lot of what I think this team had envisioned for Troy Anderson, another guy that we haven't really seen due to injury. He's got that, you know, the height, the length, the agility, the ability to run across the field and make plays and, you know, create some space out there in the middle. That is what Divine Diablo has done for this team. So I think it's a fantastic signing. You saw how important he was there at the beginning of the year and really his absence, what it created there. So love to have him back. Hopefully that club is coming off his hand pretty soon because he can make maybe some more interceptions because that is a tough thing to deal with out there on the football field.
It's Myles Garrett joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. On this this December 7th, you know, when you look at this Falcons team, you look at this season, and you think back, and now as you talk about wanting to see nothing but the rookies right now, conversations are already being started about next season and what this team's going to look like. And so that being the case, where do you start addressing, where do you start thinking about wanting to be areas of this team that you address first if you were given the keys of the kingdom?
Address first. Oh, man, that is a very, very good question there. Yeah, I mean, it's hard because, I mean, first of all, one big area that I think is kind of the big elephant in the room right now, even though it's not necessarily the one that grabs headlines, is special teams. I don't think I've seen a worse season, you know, for a particular unit for the Falcons ever in my lifetime. It seems like every single week there has been a mishap from that unit, whether that's, you know, early in the season, you know, missing field goals or now at this point, kickoff returns, punt returns, you know, penalties, all that kind of stuff. It seems like every single week that unit has had a very, very big mishap that has impacted the game. You saw it in New York just last week, how big that was. So I do want to see that unit finally find a little bit of consistency, have some good games here at the end of the year. I do like that Zane Gonzalez has been able to sort of lock down that kicking position after so much, you know, revolving door, really, for lack of a better term, at that position. I want to see Jamal Agnew basically step his game up right there in the return game. He's had some struggles as of late. You know, didn't even dress out, I believe, for one of the games a couple games ago. I'm not sure which one it was. But special teams, that's really the big one. I want to see that unit have a clean game and not just one. I want to see a bunch of clean games to end out this season. But yeah, the other thing you had said, obviously the thing I had mentioned is seeing this rookie class, seeing the young guys continue what they've been doing. Look, Ruka Roro, I've liked what I've seen from him as well. You know, a lot of the second year guys too, Brandon Dorlus has been terrific this year. I know he's hurt at the moment, but really seeing those types of guys continue what they've been doing so that you have something to kind of go off of going into next season because you do have some young talent here on this team. Xavier Watts as well. You don't have Billy Bowman Jr. anymore, but all these guys showed a lot of promise, guys.
Yep, they do as well. And then, of course, quarterback is a question going into next season. Who's going to be ready when things start? Of course, we got to finish up things with Kirk Cousins this season, keep him healthy so he's out there on the field to do what he can. But that's the other question I think that really lays out there for this team. You know, not knowing if Michael Penix will be ready. And really, you know, hard to prepare and say he's going to be ready when the season starts. So who will be things to start things for this team next season? That's another thing that's out there.
I got a name. Nobody's going to. Well, people are going to.
I want to hear yours first.
Well, no, I'm being facetious, but the fact that he's going to be ready and made it known that he's going to be ready for next season, what are the chances Deshaun Watson ends up someplace?
Ooh.
See, everybody's making that known. But the dude has rested his body for the last couple of years. It's not like he doesn't know how to play the position. I'm just saying that somebody, I'm not going to be surprised if I hear somebody brings him on as, you know, backup, mentor to some young quarterback. I don't know. I'll be surprised.
They're probably going to still try to give him a shot to play at Cleveland. They try to get their money's worth out of him, but
I think he's done in Cleveland. See,
you know?
I just do.
Yeah, I think that the water's crossed that bridge there.
But him landing someplace, would you be surprised, Miles, hearing that somebody...
No. I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, his career won't be over yet. Now, again, I don't think he'll be very high in demand, but at the same time, I think this won't be his last stop as far as Cleveland's concerned.
What was I was going to say? Oh, by the way, I didn't say anything to Miles about, I asked him about a specific part of this team to address, and he said special teams. Mm-hmm. I've been on that hill from what?
Yep.
Week one.
Yeah.
Week one I've been talking about that. And the fact that it has continued, and here we are, and they're still talking about it, is quite head-shaking. Again, I mentioned this earlier. At this point, when it comes to this team, it's about playing for pride. And the more you see that, you know, I don't know. We've talked about this, playing for jobs, playing for pride, all of that. You just want to see and get a win today. What are your chances? What are the chances of that happening, Miles, in your mind?
I mean, I think, like I said, it kind of was the first question y'all asked. I do think that there is a strong chance it does happen. The problem has been, I mean, like, just look at what this team has done all season. You know, you've been right there with some of the best teams in the league, the Patriots, the Colts. You know, you beat the Bills. You've been right there with the Buccaneers. I know they've struggled as of late, but back when they were fully healthy, you were right there with these guys, even the 49ers. So it's been a weird situation where you have been there, like you're among the best, but you, for some reason, just haven't found a way to put it together. In Seattle, you know, not a top 10 offense, but certainly right up there with what Sam Darnold has been able to do on that front. I am a little bit worried about what JSN can do to this secondary that's a little dinged up right now. Obviously, Billy Bowman's absence will be huge, and I think getting pressure on Sam Darnold will be big. You know, you want to have him seeing ghosts again like he was in New York. That's how you get him out of his game, I think. But certainly a game absolutely winnable, even though Seattle is very good, and frankly, a head coach who you had in this building a couple seasons ago.
Yeah,
this is maddening. Hey, Miles covers the team.
Finest.
I mean, he covers the team. We talk about it on a regular basis, and we're just at a head scratching stage to try to have any sort of conversation about possibilities of any kind of positivity with this team moving forward, finishing out this season. Next week, they take it. You know, the next couple weeks are going to be on the road,
right?
But man. All right, Miles. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming out there and trying to bring some good news. And there's still some hope. You know, let's just have some enjoyable weekends, especially the ones here. But let's see if these guys can play out this season and make you feel good about how they possibly turn the corner getting ready for the next season.
All you can do is hope, fellas. Yeah, I appreciate the time talking with y'all.
Now, and thank you for getting up, Miles. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks a lot, man.
Absolutely, guys. Have a great week.
There you go. That All is right. Miles Garrett from Fox 5. We are going to get some last thoughts out here before we turn things over to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Coming up at the top of the hour, Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick will do a deep dive into not only this game, Falcons in Seattle, but probably have their thoughts on what happened yesterday in the world of college football. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. What do you do to this? You do the samba or the mambo or what's the song, what's the dance you do to this?
I don't know. Whichever one
feels. What was that wide receiver for the Giants used to do?
Oh, yeah.
Cruz.
Whatever feels good.
All right. That's what I'm doing.
There you go.
Keep it up, Noel.
No. That's enough. I think he's going to hurt something over there.
I pulled a muscle in my throat. That's how old I am. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. On this December the 7th, it's a Sunday morning, and you guys have let us be a part of not just this Sunday morning, but Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings for years. And we need to stop and do this every once in a while, Sam, and you know what I'm talking about. Really, really, really acknowledge the people who bring us in into their world on these weekend mornings and thank them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had some great news for our program recently.
We're doing all right. Yeah, just leave it at that. We're doing pretty good.
Okay.
We're doing all right.
All right.
Because, see, the problem is when you do that, then you only got one way to go on the escalator.
True.
So
true.
We want to just thank everybody
and
keep the train moving.
We appreciate you so much.
Speaking for Noel, too. If it wasn't a part of the city, I would never mention this because we give you all kinds of little nuggets, but there was a tragedy that happened on this day in Atlanta that produced a Pulitzer Prize winning photo. I had never heard of this place. I've been here for years. I had never heard of the Winecoff Hotel. You know what I'm talking about? This was the biggest hotel fire in America, and it happened here in Atlanta shortly after World War II. But it happened on this date.
Okay.
And this hotel was at, let me get this right, 176 Peachtree Street. The Winecoff Hotel, advertised as absolutely fireproof. And unfortunately, it caught on fire.
Really?
And people.
You know, they did that about a ship.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They didn't say it was iceberg proof, but they said it was unsinkable. Anyway, this hotel, when the fire hit, people do what they do when you're trapped in a location. And if you have the access, you just, you try to escape. And there were people who went out the windows. And there was a famous picture from the Winecoff Hotel fire that won a Pulitzer Prize. And it's a picture of a woman named Daisy McCumber. And I'm saying her name because she survived.
Okay.
She survived the fall. She jumped from this hotel.
Really?
Yeah. And like I said, the photograph was from a guy named Arnold Hardy, and it won the 1947 Pulitzer Prize. But I had never heard of this hotel. I'd never heard about this fire. And it being up, at that point, the deadliest hotel fire in this country. And it was right there on Peachtree Street.
Man.
So anyway, just like I said, a little bit of something having to do with this city on this Sunday morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. And again, a morning where we talk about the national tragedy, the worldwide tragedy that happened in Hawaii on this day, anniversary of Pearl Harbor, 84th year this anniversary. 350-plus planes attacked, 2,400-plus people lost. And again, if you ever get a chance to get out there and take a tour of that place, it's something that will stay with you. Also, on this day, I got a question for you. Do you send out Christmas cards anymore?
I haven't in a while.
We got one from our fearless leader here, as we like to say. So thank you, Mr. Caffey. But people don't do that no more, man.
Some people do now.
I mean, not as much as they used to. But
yeah, you know, there's some people who do.
So, you know, just wanted to just say thank you. Thank you to our audience. Thank you to Mr. Caffey. And any more thank yous to get out there?
Those are the main ones.
I got one more.
For this morning. You have another one?
A guy named Randall. Runs a place called Gutters. Well, he's actually getting ready to retire. Okay. You got that squirrel out of my attic.
Man, you got rid of him, huh?
I got that dude. And he got me the critter ritters. Sprayed that. And them squirrels hate that stuff. And then he came and he put something up in that area. And the outside of it is kind of jagged. Because them squirrels are kind of, you know.
Yeah, now.
So he put this plate up there and he covered the hole, but then these jagged edges in case they try to ease underneath.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, not
cut
happening.
Something. So got the squirrels out.
Wow.
So I wanted to give Randall a shout out.
Major accomplishment.
And thank you.
Nobody likes having those things running around.
You ain't had no squirrel in the house?
Oh, yeah. I
mean, please.
You don't want that.
It does not keep me up initially. It wakes Jesse up.
Yeah.
And then Jesse wakes everybody else up.
Yes, look, there's something. Yeah, there's
she growling at the ceiling.
Yeah, there's something moving. There's something moving.
That's what I had to deal with. So we got that thing out of there, man. shout out to him. What you got? I mean, we're talking to Miles a minute ago.
We got games around the area. I'm headed over to the bench in a little while, but we got some games to watch. I don't know which ones you think are the better ones going on today. Buccaneers are playing Saints today. Is it possible for the Saints to knock these guys off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the longest time, we all thought that Baker Mayfield was over that hump of losing big games, and he's continued to excel. Now, he got hurt a little bit there, but I'm not surprised at anything when it comes to this division and who's doing what. So, yeah, I think there's a chance. I think we take it and really give it to Seattle today because they're at home, and for whatever reason, Bijan runs like a monster when he's at home, and if the running attack is what leads us today, I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Very much. If that's what we have to do, we do what we must.
Yeah. And so you got that game going on.
You got a couple other games with teams with even records that you're watching because we talked about the Colts and how great they're doing. But here's Jacksonville with the same record. They're playing down in Jacksonville today. For all the things we talk about Jacksonville hasn't done, a win today would be really big for them.
I'm going to sit here and let you keep talking because what? It was you and Noel gave it to me when I brought up Trevor Lawrence a couple weeks ago. Two people that just kind of turned the corner right after I brought their names up. First was Bryce Young, then he went back, and then Trevor Lawrence. And both of these guys, they ain't nothing to sneeze at the way they've been playing lately. They don't have their teams at the top of the food chain, and Bryce has still got a ways to go. But after I talked about him, to me, my little naive eyes looked like, okay, Bryce is – I didn't realize he's hot and cold, but I hadn't even seen hot and cold at that level before. So what I was seeing this year was surprising. I mentioned that, and you guys, like, poo-pooed it, and then he went out and had a great game last time. And Trevor Lawrence is just – I don't think Trevor Lawrence is being who we thought he was going to be coming out of Clemson. But I guess for Jacksonville, the expectations were so low. What was he supposed to do? What was that?
No,
where was
I mean, all this guy did was win. So I think the expectations were for him to come down there
expectations were high for Trevor. Hang on
a second. Ain't nobody thought he was going to win with Urban Meyer and that craziness down
there. Right, but that was 2 seconds. We've been way past Urban Meyer.
I know that.
Yeah, Urban Meyer was the setup.
It was a couple different coaches he went through. How many head coaches has he had? He's had like three, right?
Right.
That's my point. It's organizational.
There you go.
But these type of organizations think you're going to add a Trevor Lawrence and stir. And that's what they thought was going to happen. And that's not
– who they get – they got – I thought that was going to turn the corner when they got the old Falcons wide receiver. Ridley?
Oh, Ridley. Really? Well, we could have told you that here. We knew.
I thought he was going to find some new life.
We saw what that was after Julio Jones. But, Greg, I got to make a small correction right
there. Please.
Quick.
Okay.
Help me out.
Because, you know, you said you've been beating the table by special teams. And that's true. But you've been focused on the kicker. I've been focused on the other 10.
Okay.
And they fixed the kicker, but now the problem is the other 10.
Go ahead, preach. Take credit for it.
They can't cover.
Yeah.
We starting drives on the 12.
Yep.
Other teams starting drives on the 52.
We dropping punts inside the 5.
The defense gets exhausted. Yeah. Even though they're great, you putting them to their absolute max of the limits of what they can do. And special teams is a third of the game. So if y'all never believed it before, the Falcons are proving it to you in all the wrong ways right now.
You know what's crazy, though? And I will continue to give you flowers as far as what you called earlier with this team. But I was, as you were saying that, I was thinking about something that you had said, saying that Baltimore game popped into my head. And I just don't know what to think.
The Ravens and Steelers today?
The Ravens and Steelers and that team and that division. Because when this team was 1-5, say it again, 1-5, Vegas let it be known that they were going to win the division. And everybody just kind of laughed and went, these guys are drunk out there. And yet look at them right now. They're leading the division. Now they're tied with Pittsburgh. But Lamar Jackson, come out and tell us what's wrong with you, man.
Yeah.
So we can lower expectations and then see you playing with whatever ding you got because you aren't who we know you to be.
Yeah.
And yet, yeah, you know, letting us know. And I think you are making it harder for your coach to keep his job next year.
Yeah. Speaking of coaches and jobs, all we're hearing about is how they're lining up for Mike Tomlin to be done with Pittsburgh. I mean, look and see. Everybody's asking him questions about it at press conference. Are you going to go coach college ball? And I'm like, man, you know.
College ball, no. But, well, let me ask you. Do you think his time has run its course in Pittsburgh?
I mean, if you're not going to do anything different or get him a quarterback for a long-term solution, you put a patch on it with the quarterback you got in there now.
How many people have lasted this long? John Harbaugh's time, 18 years at that. And we have been watching, all of us, everybody who's listening, everybody in this room, we have watched the evolution of teams. You pick the sport, and we all know one thing. That voice sometimes falls on deaf ears after X amount of years. Correct?
It can. And, I'm saying it always does, but it can.
Right. And nobody understood what was Andy Reid doing wrong in Philadelphia, but the message fell on deaf ears. But it was received in Kansas City. That's the blueprint that people think that Mike Tomlin should follow. And if that's the case, I'm there 150%. Now, what team he lands with, I don't know, but it better have a quarterback.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. you got to have that for him. But we'll see. You know, he may surprise us. He may step out for a minute and do a little TV or whatnot. You know, a lot of things could happen for him considering the success that he has consistently had. Not consistently in the Super Bowl, but he's been a consistent winner. You know, with the Steelers, you know what you get with that team. You're going to get a defense that's going to go out, probably score some points. Mm-hmm. You know, they came here last year and they beat us without scoring a touchdown. So, you know, that's the kind of team that we have with Pittsburgh with or without a quarterback. They find a way to beat you.
I'm not trying to flip this up to basketball, but we cannot leave here without talking about what also happened this past week in this city. And I want to get Noelle's thoughts on it as we shut this show down. If you're too busy, raise your hand. Okay. What was it that ran through your mind when you heard about Chris Paul being sent home from here? And that pretty much shut down. Look, she's making room now. When I heard that, and I initially thought about Lawrence Frank, and what is he doing? What kind of muscles is he flexing? And then the news came out that Chris Paul and Ty Lue have not been.
Yeah, wasn't getting along.
Right. And his leadership abilities on that team were not being received. So when that happened, Noelle, what was it that ran through your mind?
There were two things. One, everything that we've heard about Kawhi over the last year is just horrible. And it's just adding little pieces to what was going on in San Antonio. And two, this is what I was talking about people trying to move LaMelo Ball out of Charlotte. Why? Charlotte's not a serious friend. They're not trying to win games for real. They're trying to sell tickets and have, you know, TV revenue and sell jerseys. If you move him out and try to bring in somebody like a Chris Paul, that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that's serious about being a winner. Like, he's like, yeah, you know, Kawhi, switch off for Klay Thompson because you're struggling. And they telling him, no, you can't, you ain't got that kind of freedom to be, you know, dictating coverage and defense. What? Are y'all watching Kawhi struggle? Y'all just happy with that?
Yeah.
And apparently the Clippers were. So when you have somebody that's super serious about what they're doing, playing for a franchise that's maybe not there right now, you can have those kind of clashes. And it seems like they're not interested in being told that they're not serious right now.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
That's what he wanted to know. Couldn't get out of here without letting her get her 2 cents in with that. But that was big news. Yeah, you know, Atlanta was on the forefront of the NBA this past week for the wrong reasons. Anyway.
And I was down there for the game that night.
You were there?
Jalen Johnson didn't play in the Hawks. They needed him. He was back last night. They won.
Noelle, thank you for everything. She's going to run things for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Mr. Crenshaw, have yourself a big day.
You do as well.
We're going to enjoy the matchups. Everybody out there, thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. It is Sam and Greg. We'll be back next week. It's the Wade Ford Tailgate Show up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.